Alice's Awakening, Erotic Short Story. Written by Nicholas Lamarin. Narrated by Lily Ward. Room 503, just like the first time. The same door in front of me. I reach out my hand to knock, but I hesitate, knowing that he is on the other side. I feel scared. Scared of him. Especially today. Just 2 months ago, I would have entered fearlessly, almost confidently. He had known exactly how to put me at ease when we first met. He had gently seduced me with his big brown eyes and his reassuring, velvety voice. He had seen me so clearly that far from being afraid, I freely gave myself to him. He had made me trust myself. He understood everything. He listened. He watched me. When I spoke, I watched his delicate, strong hands feeling his penetrating gaze upon me. When, at the end of that first evening together, he asked me to meet him the following day in this hotel, of course, I accepted immediately. I remember calmly entering the room the following evening and greeting him, noticing how elegantly he was dressed. I've always loved the combination of black trousers and a white shirt with the sleeves rolled up. I take in the pleasant light room for the second time, with the spacious bed, the table, and that impressive bouquet of pink and purple flowers. He is expecting me, and he offers me a drink. I want to ask him so many questions, about what he does, what he likes, but I don't say anything. I don't even ask if he's just passing through, or if he invites many women to this hotel. I simply bask in his presence, his highly spiced perfume, his enticing gaze, and his reassuring voice filling the hotel room.
"Take off your clothes," he says suddenly.
Although this order could have seemed strange, I was almost expecting it. His presence makes me want to obey him, not deceive him. Without knowing why, I slowly undress. I would have preferred it to be him who was taking off the figure-hugging low-cut dress, explicitly chosen for tonight. But if this is what he wants... Clumsily, I slide down the strap of my dress, trying not to think of the awkwardness of the situation. But his good-humored smile relaxes me. Sipping his drink, he follows my movements, observing my body as I reveal it inexpertly. I don't feel very sexy, but it's too late to turn back now. My dress falls past my bra, my stomach, my knickers, my feet, past his enveloping, encouraging eyes. There I am, standing in front of him almost naked, and he says nothing. I don't know how long for, but my breathing becomes shaky, almost labored. I flash him an inviting smile.
"Come here."
I feel the power in his words as they break the silence. I feel something stir inside me.